We are very fortunate that our fourth speaker on the clinical trials panel made it here today. If Dr. Myra Gironi would come up, hi, Myra. Just come sit here for a moment. Dr. Myra Alessandra Gironi is MD, PhD. She visits us from Italy. Dr. Gironi is both a specialist in neurology and devoted researcher in the field. In 1994, she graduated with honors from the School of Medicine, University of Milan. 1998, graduated with honors at the School of Neurology in her specialty at Milan. 2003, got her postdoctoral graduation degree in research in experimental neurobiology at La Sapienza, University of Rome. From 97 to 2003, working on laboratory research on the pathogenetic mechanisms of multiple sclerosis at the neuroimmunology laboratory in San Rafael Hospital. Since 1995, she's been an evaluating and treating physician in clinical trials, phase 2 and 3 of randomized multicentric trials. Dr. Gironi has many published papers to her credit, all of which I will not name, but the most current, which is in press, is authored by her and several colleagues, and it's titled Immunological Patterns Identifying Disease Course and Disease Evolution in Multiple Sclerosis Patients, and it will be published in the journal.
I'm delighted to be here today, and I thank the organizer for this kind invitation. Sir, I have to use this one? Yes.
Yes, okay. Or you can have a wireless mic.
Okay. Endorphin is an endogenous opioid of 31 amino acids. It is released by CNS structures like hypothalamus and pituitary gland, but also in the blood by lymphocyte. It is known for function related to mood, to food absorption, modulation of pain, and endocrine secretion. But over the last few years, it received much attention for new function involving in immune responses. And last data seems to suggest that endorphins find a physiological role in the modulation of immune responses. Specifically, it seems to downregulate factors involved in pro-inflammatory process we call Th1 cytokines, and upregulate anti-inflammatory factors we call Th2 cytokines, like interleukin-4. Turning to diseases, just this slide can show you some diseases and some experimental situation where an overactivation of immune system is supposed to underline mechanism of pathology. In multiple sclerosis, rheumatoid arthritis, Crohn's disease, endorphin were measured lower than in control, and all these diseases are considered an inflammatory disease where a Th1 response is involved. On the right side of the slide, you can find some experimental situation like EAE. EAE is experimental allergic encephalomyelitis, a rat model for multiple sclerosis. And again, you can find endorphin lower than in control. Here you can find some two situations, chronic fatigue syndrome and fibromyalgia, where fatigue and pain are the main symptoms reported by patients, and again, endorphins are lower than in contrast. In cluster headache, migraine, endometriosis, arthritis, and osteoarthritis, where pain and an inflammatory process is involved, endorphins are lower than in normal volunteer. So, given this first data, we think that beta endorphin can exert a physiological role in the modulation of immune responses. And when you have a lower beta endorphin level, it is possible to be the development of an autoimmune disease. Uh, every one of you know that multiple sclerosis is most common immune-mediated demyelinating disease affecting young adult. Immune system currently believe that immune system can be involved in the primary and then secondary step. Immune system is tricked into seeing first into seeing myelin as a foreign antigen and then to destroy it. Up to now, we don't know why immune system is tricked into seeing myelin as foreign antigen, but we can be sure that the involvement of immune system could be in the first step in the coordination of a specific antigen attacked myelin, but also sustaining a non-specific immune activation. Preliminary study, as you can see before, have shown that low levels of beta endorphin were found in multiple sclerosis patients. So we performed two studies. The first of them was addressed to evaluate if endorphin level can be different during a clinical relapse or during a stable phase of disease, and what happened to endorphin when interferon beta treatment is started. We involved 21 patients in different phase of disease, and 8 of patients underwent interferon beta treatment. You can see in this slide that again, patients with multiple sclerosis had lower level of endorphin compared to control, and specifically during a clinical attack we detected the higher dose, higher level than during a stable phase. Okay, during interferon beta treatment, endorphin showed to increase as early as the 1 month of treatment, but it lasts also 6 months. In the second study, we wanted to investigate if endorphin could be involved in the heterogeneity of multiple sclerosis. Again, we enrolled 50 patients and again, we detected a lower level overall of the group of MS patients compared to control, but different clinical form of multiple sclerosis had different levels of endorphin, and specifically during a clinical attack, again, you had a higher level than during a progressive phase. Just some comments. We confirm a lower level of endorphin in MS patients compared to controls. We thought that the highest BHA level we detect in relapsing group can be a control mechanism, a counteracting mechanism, a tentative to halt the inflammatory disease, and the lowest BHA levels as the absence of this protective mechanism. We detected an increase of beta endorphin during interferon beta treatment. We don't know exactly the mechanism underlying this increase, but we can think that the resetting of cytokine induced by interferon beta can enhance endorphin. So if in the last 20 years beta endorphin has been considered an important factor in CNS homeostasis, in function as neuroendocrine secretion and behavior and cognitive, last data seems to suggest it can exert this homeostatic function also in inflammatory process, in immune responses, and specifically as a down-regulatory mechanism on inflammatory process. So we planned to we designed a new study with the first outcome to investigate safety and tolerability on LGN on primary progressive form, and as a secondary outcome that of understand to investigate any beneficial effect on symptomatic on symptoms like fatigue, spasticity, and pain. We think to enroll primary progressive patients, and there are some considerations about this. Primary progressive form of MS is often an effective drug up to now, as the highest prevalence of fatigue, pain, and spasticity, and we detect the lowest behind endorphin levels. But there also a neurodegenerative process is supposed to be involved in pathogenesis of this form as much as an inflammatory one. LDN is as documented to be effective on fatigue, pain, and spasticity, and up to now, putative mechanisms have been put forward for its action. One is the raise of beta-endorphin, but the other is also the downregulation of the neurodegenerative process. So again, you can find some detail of our future study. 40 patients will be enrolled. We wanted to investigate with clinical and biochemical analysis safety and tolerability, and investigate measuring endorphin levels is the possible mechanism of action of LDN. Sorry. Okay. This is a pilot, multi-centric, open study. It lasts 4 weeks of pre-screening, 6 months of treatment, and 4 weeks of follow-up. The 40 patients will be daily treated with LDN at the dose of 3.75 milligrams, previous titration. And this is not my lab team, but it's just... a masterpiece of Leonardo da Vinci, an invitation for you to Milano. And the name you can find are just the most important people who have been helping me in this idea. Gianvito Martino is my chief in Department of Neurology, is the chief of lab. Claudio Solaro was the guy revising the protocol. And Paola Sacerdote is the woman still teaching me very important things every time. Thank you.
Wonderful, Dr. Gironi. We're really on a roll. This is wonderful. Paola Sacerdote, you cited there, has become the locus of the most trustworthy endorphin research trials, I guess, in the world. And so we're looking forward to great things.